Today we're talking about why and how a true INFJ comes out on top dealing with a narcissist. Narcissists and INFJs are attracted to each other in a lot of ways because there's some trauma bonding happening. There's a person who needs something, who's suffering, and we as INFJs feel like I'm the only one who can help them. So of course I'm going to. But after a while, we recognize this isn't leading to anywhere healthy. Like, they're not changing their behavior. They're not thanking me. There's no lesson learned here. So then we change our approach. And so today we're going to talk about the 5 steps that happen in this entire process that leads INFJs to coming out on top dealing with a narcissist. This is a very difficult and painful relationship and situation, but we as INFJs also grow immensely through that kind of relationship in a way that we probably wouldn't be able to dealing with healthy types. Before we get started, I want to remind you the next INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp launches May 4th. So join our waiting list to get access to the early bird price. We're also going to have a free life masterclass that day here on YouTube. So I hope I will see many of you there, and hopefully many of you will join our amazing community of INFJs working towards their INFJ Epic Life, encouraging each other, inspiring each other, and learning from each other in a way that we probably wouldn't be able to if he didn't have that immense energy that comes together and goes into the same direction. Everything you need to know you can find in the links in the description. Reason number one why the INFJ comes out on top dealing with a narcissist is the fact that we recognize it is a game they're playing. So it's not that we encounter a narcissist and we believe the story they're telling us. Like, we are probably aware that this is a facade. We're probably aware that this is a story. It's something that they're pretending. We know what's going on behind the curtain. But the thing is, we still don't see this as a reason to disengage. We actually have empathy for them. We understand, okay, apparently they're going through pain. Apparently there's something deeper going on. And what they're doing is just a defense mechanism. Like, how can I be mad at that? And so we stick in the situation and we try to connect to the real person. But in most cases, we as INFJs are aware that there is some sense of this is a game for them. Like, we know this is not the truth they're telling us, and they're not aware of the fact that we've known all along. Reason number two why the INFJ comes up on top dealing with a narcissist is the fact that we have a backup plan. So when we get into those situations and we see that they're not changing their behavior, we're still thinking about, what am I going to do if this doesn't change? We're probably not going to want to go there, but we know that we have a tool in our toolbox. So this is the door slam, for example. This is telling them that we know what they've been, you know, doing all the time, and that we are aware of those games, and that this story wasn't something they were able to manipulate us with. So an INFJ who's future oriented, who runs like those simulations in their mind, they know what's going on behind the curtain. And we, although we approach it from a perspective of empathy and how can I understand the other person, how can I help them, we always have a backup plan. And we don't do this because we have bad intentions or because we wanna up them in any kind of way, because at that moment, we're still thinking of them as a good person who's in pain. But still, there's always this thought of, how can I protect myself in this situation? And the point is that the more secure we feel, the more of a backup plan we have, the more we're willing to open ourselves up to that person's experience. So this isn't just a tool in order to protect ourselves, but it's actually a tool that allows us to really go deeper with them, to be more of service to the other one. Because there's always the security in the back of our minds that I can go far here because I know that if it really comes down to it, I can handle it. Like, I know what to do. Another person, for example, who wouldn't have this backup plan, they might not be able to open up to the other person in this way because they don't know if they would lose themselves, if they would recover from it. INFJs typically tend to have that backup plan. The third reason why the INFJ comes out on top dealing with a narcissist is because we stay in integrity. So yes, there are situations where we might say something that wasn't nice towards the other person, or that wasn't kind, or something that was selfish, but it wasn't done out of bad intentions. It wasn't done maliciously. And so because of that, we know that no matter what comes out of it, I will know that I've done my best to save that situation. And this is a huge point because INFJs really fall back onto this. So it's not that dealing with a narcissist will lead you to only lose all your money or all your friends will hate you or anything like this. The worst thing that could happen dealing with a narcissist is that you get to a place where you do things that you're not in integrity with, that you say, I don't like myself. Like, I've turned into a person that I can't respect. I've turned into a person that I can't love in this moment. And in a lot of ways, it can happen. But as long as the INFJ knows, well, I have good intentions here. I didn't talk to them because I wanted to hurt them, because I wanted them to be the loser in the situation and me being the winner. Like, there's always this thing in the back of our mind, we want a win-win situation and we don't want to hurt the other person. And we're probably rather going to protect the other person than ourselves. Of course, this is not right. And, you know, through going through many of those situations in our life, a lot of INFJs learn that they have to change, right? We have to make sure that we put the oxygen mask on us first, no matter how much the other person is suffering. Because if we don't make sure that we're good, we're always going to get into situations where we enable others or we just lose our essence and our energy. And this is something that we learn through trial and error, because in many cases, we believe we're stronger than we actually are. Like, we can stay solid despite all that negative energy that is put on us. We so often believe, I can handle this. And after a while, we as INFJs recognize, no, it will have an effect on me. Like, I would like to think I'm completely oblivious to that and I can stay in my rational mind and I will not get affected by it. And in a lot of ways, that is the case, but it's not like this all the way. Like, we have to make sure that we put those boundaries up and that we don't allow narcissists to completely overtake us, because it will have an effect on us in a way that we can't just rationalize. Like, we have to put those boundaries up and put that energy back. The fourth reason why the INFJ comes up on top dealing with a narcissist is because the narcissist completely underestimates us. The thing that we as INFJs do when we want to get into any kind of dynamic with another person, when we want to understand another person in order to help them or just get inspired by them or whatever it may be, is we take a step back. We allow the other person to be themselves and for us to look at what they're doing and understand them better. And because of that, they don't know what we actually are capable of because we keep it hidden. See, through all my work and through doing all of this transformation for myself, I have learned that it is essential for INFJs to not go overboard in this. Okay, people will know more about you if you express yourself and if you make sure that you fill up your own space more. And through that, you're pretty much giving others a weapon, but it's still the safer choice. Because if we allow another person to completely come into our space, it will have an effect on us one way or another. And the sooner we recognize this, the earlier we can start, you know, acting in a healthier way for ourselves. But one way or another, at those moments where we still get into relationships with narcissists, because of course the result of it all is that we don't interact with narcissists at all, but every single one of us has. Like, I have not met an INFJ yet who's not had an intense interaction, an intense situation with a narcissist that has shaped how they act towards the world. So in those situations where we're still dealing with narcissists, the one thing that we're doing is we're revealing way less than we're absorbing the other person. So they have no idea what we're capable of. And knowing that you could trump them, that you could make them back off because you know their insecurities, you know where to hit them because it hurts, is something that, you know, will change the entire dynamic of it all, because it will feel like the narcissist is on top for 90% of the relationship length. And then when the INFJ understands, they're not understanding it themselves. They're not changing. They're not being appreciative. Like, this isn't going to change. I have to start seeing them for who they actually are and not what I see is going on underneath. Because who they really are is how they're acting right now towards me. Like, this isn't going to change just because they have the potential to be more. This is who they are right now. And I have to start treating them this way, because otherwise I will, you know, just completely get destroyed myself. And so the fifth reason why an INFJ comes out on top dealing with a narcissist is because once we've gotten to this place of knowing this isn't getting any better and I have to protect myself one way or another, that's the moment when we speak harsh truths. So this is extremely painful. Like, I've seen INFJs talk about this. I've experienced this myself. Like, this moment of speaking that truth is probably one of the most intense, painful situations an INFJ can go through, because there are a couple of things that are happening. First off, you're revealing your inner strength. And this inner strength has a lot to do with being a threat. And the moment you're being a threat, people are not going to love you that much. They cannot, because you're not safe. A person who's a threat in some way, you have to protect yourself from them in any kind of way. So they will back off psychologically. But at the same moment, and what is probably an even bigger pain point for us, is that we've absorbed that person so much. We understand their pain. We understand what makes them happy. Like, we feel them so intensely. And the moment we hit them where it hurts, so we speak that harsh truth, we let them know that we knew what was going on all the time, we show them that we know their insecurities and they cannot hide from them anymore, we experience the pain that we imagine they're experiencing. And in a lot of ways, this takes away our innocence. It makes us turn into this dark side of ours that we wanted to push out. And, you know, I went through a situation like this many years ago, like probably over 10 years ago. And I remember speaking to somebody afterwards who had some insight into the situation. And they said, you know, the world bites you. And from time to time, you have to bite back. Until this day, this metaphor has stuck with me because it was one of the things that allowed me to overcome the pain that I had caused. So being in the situation, having experienced this, and after, you know, having gone through that cycle once so intensely, you know, as INFJs, we recognize more of those tendencies we have in our life, like narcissistic tendencies in people around us, and we might have those kind of dynamic changes on a smaller scale. We don't allow this to really hurt our soul this much anymore, because we understand that this is just a necessity. Like, I have to make sure that I'm okay. And after, you know, having worked through it and understanding that although we do things that cause others pain, we're still lovable. We still deserve good treatment, and that we don't want to ever be in that situation again. You know, the best apology is change behavior. So after having gone through the situation, at least at first, our first thought isn't, oh, that was a bad person, that's a narcissist, and I'm a good person. To such a big level, we feel like we have turned into a bad person because we had to do this harsh, unkind thing. And we don't ever want to do this again. And because of that, we change our dynamics in such a way that we don't allow these kind of interactions anymore. We understand, I want to help people, but I will do it from a place of, you know, a healthy outlet. Like, I'm not going to get that deeply involved because it will have an effect on me psychologically and I will act out this way. And so it has a lot to do with forgiving yourself for what you've done and then changing your behavior. Like, saying, I want to forgive myself for having been pushed to this extent, having been pushed to, you know, act out this way. In so many ways, we take on responsibility for the situation of, yes, this person caused this in me, but I shouldn't have gotten into this situation. Like, this is not something that is only the other person's fault. And to digest those emotions and to be okay with them, one of the things we desperately need to do is to understand that we're not going to get in those situations anymore. And we have to find other outlets, because the pain that is caused within us, within somebody else, when it all blows up, it's just not something we want to experience again. And so if you look at the situation and if you look at the title of why an INFJ comes out on top dealing with a narcissist, this isn't coming from a place of, oh, I'm a better winner than you and I'm a better player at this than you and I'm the winner and you're the loser. No, it comes from a place of deep pain and having been in a position where you had to come on top with a narcissist is not something we take lightly. It's not something that we joke about. It's not something that you know, it's very cavalier. We might, in our mind, play some little games in order to take the heaviness out of it, of like, okay, let me listen to a song that is all about, oh, I won over you. But it's just to remove the burden that is going on within us. So what I've recognized is that once an INFJ gets pushed to a place where they have to change their own behavior immensely because they understand, I cannot hold space for this. Like, I cannot pretend that I'm going to be cold in this situation and that I can handle anything that anybody puts on me. It will have an effect on me that I won't be able to shake off. I have to set boundaries earlier, and that means I have to speak harsh truth earlier. So if somebody's doing something that you don't like, you say something earlier. Like, I've seen this with close relatives of mine. Our entire relationship has changed so beautifully because I have said to that relative of mine, you can't talk to me this way. Like, I will not be in your presence if you do this. All I want is harmony in that moment. I want peace. I don't want to be nagged, and I don't want to be critiqued, and I just can't handle it. This doesn't make me feel good. Like, I'm not the person who's going to be okay with that. And in a lot of ways, this is, of course, an admission of strength, but it's also an admission of weakness, because you're telling that person, listen, I am sensitive in this area. I'm not this overpowerful person who can take whatever emotions you put on me. Yes, I have a big capacity for it, but I'm not like, you know, I don't have a superpower in this. Like, there is a limit to what I can take. And I found that once you allow yourself as an INFJ to go into that direction, there are going to be beautiful new relationship dynamics that can happen. Because now you can make sure that, yes, they might be happening a little bit more from a psychological distance, like you create that space around you that you're responsible for, that is not up for debate, that is all about your inner peace. But all the relationships that happen through that, even though there is more of a distance, they can be of great joy and of great energy and just adding to a win-win situation for everybody. Remember, if you want more energy that is positive, that allows you to really fine-tune the kind of energy that is going to bring you peace, the INFJ Epic Life Bootcamp community is a wonderful place for that, because we're nurturing each other into that direction of inner peace and then creating excitement on top of it. And as INFJs, the one thing that works really, really well is being in the room with something. Like, when you surround yourself with an energy, you can absorb it. And so if you surround yourself with an energy that is beneficial to you and that reminds you that this is the kind of energy that will keep you in this amazing space that allows you to create your INFJ epic life, it makes everything easier. So I'm really looking forward to welcoming so many new members this bootcamp round. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. We're going to have a free masterclass on May 4th, and join the waiting list to get access to the early bird prize. If you want to watch another video now that is in alignment with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now. I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys.